Using creative financing techniques. People often ask me which creative real estate technique I would recommend that they use when they're purchasing a property. Well, I like to give them a magic answer. The truth is that the best real estate technique is the one that works. As a matter of fact, some of my most profitable transactions have been created using a combination of techniques. For instance, you can combine a seller second mortgage with a new first mortgage to get the financing you need to purchase a property. Or you can even assume an existing loan coupled with a seller second mortgage and then refinance to get a better rate or to take cash out of the transaction. When you feel that the seller is inflexible but the property is too good to pass up, you might consider partnering with another investor. As you see in my course, there is a creative options guide, or a cog chart as I call it, that lists variables involved in the property, both for the buyer and seller. These variables can be cross-indexed on the chart with my creative techniques. When you compare the variables and the techniques, you can get a preliminary direction on what techniques to use when you're purchasing a property. Now, some real estate investors develop tunnel vision when they initially succeed. By that I mean if a wraparound mortgage worked for them once, for example, they believe it should work again and again. Unfortunately, all properties and sellers are not cut from the same cloth. By developing your creative problem-solving skills, you can determine which techniques would work best for each transaction. Creative real estate investing is not new. I've been able to trace it back at least 50 years to William Zeckendorf in New York City. Bill Zeckendorf bought the Empire State Building, then he spun off segments of the property to investment groups. For example, he sold the land to one group, the building to another group, the air rights to another group, the personal property to another group, and he made a lot of money doing that. Creative financing. There are multiple opportunities to use your own creativity to purchase property, and I believe my techniques are powerful and flexible enough for anyone to use, whether you're a novice or a seasoned investor. In this audio chapter, I'm going to discuss 19 specific creative financing techniques that have been developed from the principles I described in the previous chapter on developing creative financing techniques, and how to combine various techniques to overcome obstacles to purchasing property. So let's get started.